for coming out to listen to tonight's episode. This topic was actually brought to my attention from an anonymous. Someone wanted me to discuss this particular topic, and it's actually a great topic. So, I actually wanted to go ahead and get into it a little quickly because I do have some things that I need to do. So, it's going to be, why do women date dope boys? What's so fascinated about it? Well, honestly, it was a little hard topic for me, honestly, because me personally, I can't recall ever dating one. If I did, he wasn't like major in the game, so they say, you know. Yeah, he definitely won't major in the game. None of mine was major in the game. But my opinion, why me personally, never seemed to be, you know, too fond of dating a dope boy was because I love, you know, mine's at home. I'm clingy a little, you know, and at the end of the day, to me, I really, really do feel like, it's a turnoff because it only really leads to one of two things if he don't have a plan. And majority of the time, it's very rare that a man sells drugs without a plan. I'm always seeing them, you know, sell it until they locked up or until God call them home. And that's just, you know, what it is. I have never met somebody that actually had a plan to reach a certain, you know, goal or save up a lot of money, you know what I'm saying, and buy what they wanted, get a 9-to-5, or take a career route and go from there. That's just me. I never seen it happen. So, it's just never been my thing. And then not even only that, but, you know, a lot of women have kids. What are you demonstrating? I mean, honestly, though, like, what are you demonstrating? It's like I said in my intro, everything is just so backwards these days. Like, what are you teaching your son, honestly? You teaching your son how to get money by selling dope? Like, it's just so backwards. I just don't. Some things I just don't get. And then, it's a respect thing. You know, if you have a daughter, that's not what you want your daughter to go after. You know, if you a male or if you a female, because you got females that say adult, you know. But the topic was, why do women date, you know, dope boys? And it's a turn on for some women. To me, it's a turn on for some women when, you know, their guy name is ringing bells out here, it's popular, you know. It's yeah, it's really not a big thing or a big deal for me, you know. It's not a hyper for me. I prefer a 9-to-5 to come home, you know, and we just be a family. And at the end of the day, I do understand that, you know, a lot of people are felons out here. And I seen somebody and put up a status on Facebook not too long ago. You know, one mistake can change your life, and that's true. You know, so I understand the struggle. You know, I didn't have a silver spoon all the time in my mouth, so I definitely understand the struggle when it comes to why people do what they do. I understand it's a story behind every action, so don't get me wrong, because I'm not being judgmental. It's just a preference. You know, it's what you like and what you don't like. It's your type. But it's always a choice out here, and it's always a way, you know. And sometimes you have to step out of your comfort zone, even when you don't want to. And I think when it comes to men, like, they fight so much with an ego, you know. Pride is ignorance, you know. Pride is really ignorance, and it would destroy you, because men just live off of these egos. They do, you know. They have to have this image to maintain, and sometimes it can just cost them their lives to maintain it. And with the mindset of some women who thrive off of being turned on by these men that's dope boys, it makes it even harder for some guys to just, you know, let go of these egos and just be comfortable in the skin that they're in, you know, getting a 9-to-5, flipping a burger, or working at the corner store, or, you know, some simple. I can't think of, you know, some simple jobs right now, but you get my point. You know, sometimes women have to make things less complicated for men, so that men can be comfortable with being men and not trying to live this lavish lifestyle that they can't even afford sometimes. You know, it's just okay to be dry sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Just being comfortable. You don't always have to just have way more than what you need. Greed. You don't always have to have way more. You can just be blessed by having enough. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and sometimes, you know, when guys out here, you know, the ones that's these dope boys that can't get jobs, you know, I would really hope that if anybody is out here selling drugs or whatever, or if you a dope boy, I really hope it's because you a felony. I mean, you have a felony on your record and you're a felon and you can't get a job. I mean, because if you out here and you got a diploma and you got a degree, or you know, you have what it takes to go out here and get yourself together or get what you're capable of getting, or you have the opportunity that the next man don't have, and you want to sell drugs just because you think it's popular, then yeah, you're an idiot. You, in my baby voice, as he would say, you a hold up. You, in Feedy's voice, you a hold up. Because no, absolutely not. Now that's idiotic to me. I mean, and I'm not justifying the ones that's just out here just being a dope boy either, but I understand the story behind some men that just can't get jobs. I mean, a man that don't work don't eat. So I get it. You got to get some money in your pocket, especially if you just have children. You got to. You just have to. But, like I said, you have a choice. If Taco Bell have a sign saying we're hiring, you got to do what you have to do. If DTLR, you wear shoes, you wear the J's that come out, go in there and sell some shoes. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I just don't feel like it's, you know, it's smart and it's wise for men to just be subjected to throw their life away or lose their freedom behind for money. I just think that's foolish, you know. And I have been in situations where I put myself in situations where I'm doing stuff to lose my freedom. So I'm speaking from experience, like, no, nothing is worth your freedom. Nothing. Nothing at all. I mean, you only get one life to live. Not behind some money. Not behind some money. It's never that deep. So, me personally, it's no hype in dating a dope boy to me. I mean, I have children. Can't no dope boy live with me. I'm a boy mom of two. I have two sons. No, I'm sorry. You can't even smoke weed in my house. Nobody. You can't smoke weed in my house. No. Absolutely not. You can't even smoke it around my kids. You just can't. And I don't knock people that do. No. Absolutely not. So, no. What is that teaching my sons? That's just not the life that I want for my children. And what you hang around, you become. Whether it's your mother, your father, your sister, whatever. I mean, it's just all on your preference. And that's just what it is. And at the end of the day, it's hard, you know, going through the after fact. You know what I'm saying? Because when he get locked up, everybody's going to hurt. You know, so you got to think about that too. You got to think about that too. I mean, that's a whole nother topic that we can discuss. And I definitely will have a lot to say about that. I mean, yeah. So, you know, just to touch base on that, I mean, ladies, you have to think about that. You have to be wise if you have children. You have to be wise and encourage your man. Like, pray for him. You know, pray that God change his mind and humble him. Pray that God remove the pride. I mean, because a lot of women be wanting these dope guys, but then they be wanting these men to change too. Like, y'all be trying to change these men once y'all get them. Y'all love them. Y'all love their personality. Y'all love everything about this guy. But then when you realize that they're no good for you after, well, you probably know in the beginning, but when you realize how it's bringing you down and how you understand that the decision that you made by being with this type of man is not helping you, then you want to change him or try to change him or try to manipulate him into doing the things that you want him to do, and that's not going to work. Because at the end of the day, you cannot make a man do nothing that he don't want to do. And you cannot mold a man into being a man. That's just something that these women have to understand these days as well. You cannot mold a man into being a man. And I think that's something that women struggle with as well. So you just gotta pick and choose wisely. And if you're going to get a dope boy, then you should just humble yourself and respect him coming in the house 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning. That's his job description. Pretty much. Whoever calls his phone and say, I want XYZ, he got to get up and he got to go, baby. He got to go to work. And that's just what it is. And you just have to respect that. You cannot put boundaries on that type of work. You can't. You knew what you was getting yourself into before you signed up for it. So you just have to either make a choice to deal with it and humble yourself, meaning be quiet, stop arguing about coming in the house late, you know, picking and choosing when you want to make an argument about it. No. Don't just be happy when the Prada and then all that come in. No, ladies, y'all got to do better. Y'all have to do better. Y'all have to do better. Y'all do. And that's why I say I'm not dealing with a dope boy because me personally, I'm telling you right now, who coming in my house 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock? It's another day. You might as well stay where you at, baby. And if you staying where you at, you're not in a relationship because we don't do that. We grown. We don't have sleepovers at other people's houses. No. We grown. We don't do that. No. No, absolutely not. And these are the things that comes with dating a dope boy. They run the streets. They're street runners. Hello? They're street runners. It's a part of their job description. And they be mad cool. Like, I'm not throwing no shade on no dope boys. Please, y'all don't come for me. Don't come for me because, look, I have friends, family, that's some street runners. So I'm not knocking nobody. I love y'all. Do not come for me. I'm just speaking life. Facts. Okay? Because we have to do better. We can't beat people up every day about facts. Things that we know that's just facts. We know what's going on. We can't keep beating people up. We know what's up. We got to prevent something. Some things we can avoid. We can prevent taking ourselves through. We can. Everybody deserves better. We do. But if you gonna date a dope boy, love him. Love him. That's all I'm gonna say. Humble yourself and just love him. And just pray for him. Pray while he in them streets. Pray that God cover him and protect him. And anoint some of his clothes. Put some anointing oil. Get your passive, y'all ladies in the church. I don't know if y'all is. But, I mean, if I was dating a dope boy, I'd anoint his clothes, his hat, his jewelry, his shoes. I would pray over my man. I would pray if it's a man that I'm really, really, really in love with and he's a street runner and I just have to be with this man, I would pray that God call him, you know, call him in and from the street, that he bring him in. Off the street, that he change his heart, change his mind. I wouldn't try to do it, because then I'll mess it up. You know, I wouldn't try to manipulate him. I wouldn't badger him every day, because you will hurt him or you will push him in the arms of another woman. Trust me, I've been there. So it's not what you do, it's how you do things. But yeah, most of the time, I don't believe that a lot of women is just satisfied with these dope boys that they're in a relationship with. Because, like I said, I feel like it leaves them heartbroken. I really do. I really, really do. The only time I really see couples that's really, really happy with a dope boy is if she's a dope girl herself. They make the best couples. I'm just being honest. Them two, they make the best couples. I've seen it with my own eyes. Because they understand the vibe. You know, they're compatible. They get it. But as I stated, I was going to make this episode really quick, because there's not really too much I can speak on, because I've actually never dated a dope boy. And I never will. I never, ever, ever will. So, you know, to each his own. I don't knock a woman that do. I don't talk down on any woman that do. It's just not my preference. My preference for those that do, kudos to you, but I don't see the hype. I don't see the hype. I mean, it might pay the bills, but I don't see the hype. I love mine at home. It'll leave me heartbroken. Honestly, you're not coming to my house that time of night. The phone ringing and all that is just too much for my mental. It's just too much. We got too much other stuff to focus on. Like, it's too much of a workload. But that's tonight's episode. I hope you can take what you need and leave what you don't need. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. And I hope you guys return for the next episode. If you have any topics, hit me up and I will make a discussion. Toodles.